Episode 4. Is Agatha's husband sleeping with the housemaid? In case you missed episodes 1, 2 and 3, read them here, here, and here. She and Clara had been friends for over 15 years, and the two of them would naturally confide in each other. Often, Agatha did more of the confiding and Clara was always never short of advice to give her on what to do. Her interference in Agatha's home business was constant, perceived as normal and was always very welcome. That done, she made an attempt to crash in on her husband, who was just settling down to breakfast. Her outburst pierced into him suddenly with a thunderous effect that made him drop his cutlery involuntarily. The cat had been let out of the bag now. She's pregnant. Who? The man gave back inquiringly with a mouth cut into a temporary frown. She, Agatha spat out, searching into her husband's eyes to fish out the uneasiness a man feels when caught hands down. She saw nothing. Who was she? Ebong. She burst, the anger on her face was so terrible it could drill a nail into a brick wall. Well, she's an adult, and she has her life to live. The man's frown had deepened. And did she tell who is responsible for the pregnancy? Honestly, you should be asking her before it gets to my turn to do it. She cut him off and walked away, purposely to debar him from muscling up defense with his words. Clara, her bestie, had warned her against pushing too hard until she was sure of her claims. The doctor examined Ebong for a while, staring at her tongue and holding one of her palms close to her eyes. Then she made her lead her to her room for a closer examination. Agatha plastered a palm over her forehead while she waited anxiously for the two disappeared women. The consequence of stretching her mental side too hard on the recent development in her home had built up into a consistent migraine. How long had this been going on? Did Eddie actually get out of the room with the ladder? Was Ebong in her room picking the dirty laundry a scam? Could she be pregnant for her husband? Is Eddie, her husband, sleeping with her housemaid? She spat irritably and shook her head with disgust. Then, the doctor emerged. She announced plainly that Ebong was not pregnant. Agatha sighed with relief and then looked toward her husband. He seemed to care the less about the whole nonsense. But despite the doctor's confirmation, Agatha would still hold on tight to her conviction that something was going on behind her back. Pretty obviously, those two are up to some game. She will not stop until she gets to the bottom of it all. She suddenly felt dizzy. Then she fainted. Is Agatha's husband sleeping with the housemaid? Continue reading next week. Meanwhile, please share your thoughts by leaving a comment.